This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 25th, 2019. I'm Caleb Brown. A new budget deal winding its way through Congress raises spending, suspends a federal borrowing limit for 2 years, and does nothing to restrain massive deficits. So what might trigger a debt disaster? Cato's Chris Edwards comments.
It almost seems like a fairy tale to suggest that there once was a political party, or maybe two political parties, that treated national debt as a serious concern. Where are we now with respect to members of either the Democratic or Republican parties who actually treat debt, government debt, as a serious problem?
Well, I think both parties are completely overrun with big spenders. The Wall Street Journal does an editorial today where they sort of frame it as if Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were the big spenders on Capitol Hill, and Republicans, you know, are having a hard time getting a fiscally conservative deal with her and the Democrats. I think that's just really wrong. You cannot understand the federal budget thinking about it that way. The truth is, the vast majority of members in both parties, in House and Senate, are big spenders, have very little interest in cutting deficits and debt, selfishly protect their own programs and defend their own programs. I mean, a classic example of this is perhaps one of the most conservative members in theory in the Senate is Ted Cruz from Texas, but he pushed and voted for two giant disaster aid bills this year and last year because they provided billions of dollars for his home state of Texas. So all of these members, they prioritize spending on all their favorite programs in their states, and really none of them go out on a limb to actually push spending cuts. It's really remarkable. And so this is why we have a $1 trillion deficit, and this is why we're heading for a budget disaster and economic crisis down the road.
So the president has said at different times, one, by the time any of this is a substantial problem, I'll be out of office. I'm paraphrasing. And more recently has pledged spending cuts after the election of 2020.
Right. The only thing I would give Trump credit for is that his three budgets so far have proposed substantial spending cuts, more so than President Bush or Obama or Clinton, for example. However, he hasn't followed through. He has his chief of staff, Mr. Mulvaney, and his budget director are both fiscal conservatives, and they do push for spending cuts. Unfortunately, Trump himself is, all talk and no action. I don't believe at all that he'll push spending cuts in his second term if reelected. Of course, the alternative, it looks like, with the 20 or so Democrats running for president, they're all big spenders as well. So we're in for an ugly number of years and a possible, debt disaster, pretty soon down the road. If deficits are now $1 trillion or more a year and rising, if we have a recession or another war or some other big contingency, deficits might soar even higher. We've already got the highest debt in our peacetime history. It really is disastrous, and it's a mystery why there's so little interest in dealing with the problem in Congress.
What appetite is there among voters? It doesn't seem like voters really care about it.
Deficits and debt are still of concern to voters. They're not in current polling, they're not the top concern, but they are still a concern. But, part of my criticism of especially Republicans on Capitol Hill is that they don't use their bully pulpit. They don't use their prominent position to help educate the public. I'm a cable news TV watcher, for example, and I virtually never see Republicans on the news channels talking about the need for deficit restraint and spending cuts and that sort of thing. So they are not leading. The media and the public won't be interested in deficits unless they hear the message from Washington that there is a big problem there.
So with respect to the pledge made by the president to talk about or to push for substantial spending cuts in after 2020, how seriously should we take that?
Well, I mean, he does, again, have people in his administration that are pushing spending cuts. Trump, of course, often says things that aren't true. So, I wouldn't really put anything in his words. Perhaps he will, and that would be great. I mean, there are a lot of plans right on the shelf for cutting spending from the Cato Institute and from other think tanks in Washington that he could take right off the shelf and push hard to implement if he wanted to. But if he is reelected, he's going to have some clear spending cut goals, and he's going to have to really dig in his heels and close down the government for extended periods of time, veto bills, and really push hard. Of course, one of the big questions is we don't know who will hold the House after the next election. And of course, if the Democrats hold the House, the Democrats are mainly these days, they're moving quite far left, and they show very little or no interest in dealing with deficits either. So, even if Trump does tilt to spending cuts in his second term, if the Democrats still hold the House, of course, it'll be very difficult to agree on any reforms with them.
Let's talk about what might trigger a debt crisis. You mentioned a war or some expensive military engagement, but also just the price of U.S. borrowing could trigger a debt crisis, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the thing about debt crises is we don't know when they're going to come. I mean, virtually all economists missed the deep recession 10 years ago. People didn't see the debt crises in southern European countries happening before they happened. So Greece's debt a decade ago, before they went into crisis, was about 120% of GDP. Well, today, our federal and state debt is almost as high as that, about 110% of GDP. So U.S. debt, government debt, is already very high. And so what happens in a debt crisis is creditors start getting suspicious that the country's going to be able to pay back the debt, and interest rates start rising. That pushes up interest costs on the federal government's budget. It starts squeezing out all other spending. Government has to quickly do drastic cuts. Or in Washington's so dysfunctional, it would probably have a dysfunctional reaction to what markets are telling it, and that would cause creditors to get even more scared, and that'll push up interest rates higher. It'll be sort of like a death spiral, unfortunately. And because the U.S. economy is about a quarter of the world's economy, this is going to have global implications.
Does the U.S. have allies that might be able to nudge the United States to be more responsible?
Well, the United States is different, of course, because the U.S. dollar is seen as a safe haven. So even if the U.S. government budget policy is irresponsible, we still seem to get people who want to hold U.S. government debt. So that has sort of saved us so far. I mean, other countries like Sweden and Canada and Britain have got into fiscal and debt trouble, and they've been able to fix their they're forced to fix their problem, and they have fixed their problem. One of the concerns, I think, is not just that U.S. debt is so high, it's that Washington is so dysfunctional that when a crisis comes, it will probably be a much longer and more extended disastrous economic situation because Congress and whoever's in the White House at the time won't be able to agree on what the fixes are.
Mr. Mnuchin of the Treasury Department has suggested that a debt crisis could be triggered if related to the debt limit that is now sort of this perennial fight over spending and amount of debt that the U.S. is allowed to contract. Is there any reason to believe that this fight before Congress people go on recess will be any different?
Well, there's two sort of time limits coming up. One is the fiscal year ends at the end of September, and we don't have a budget agreement for spending in the new year that starts October 1st. And the second is that we've already reached our statutory debt limit, and the Treasury has been doing some fancy accounting like it usually does to to keep us just below that limit, but they're going to be running out of fancy accounting maneuvers by September. So that'll be the real crunch time when we have to pass some measure to increase the debt limit. So these debt limits in the past have triggered big budget battles. Conservative Republicans in Congress in the past have tried to tie some spending reforms to this debt limit. And House Republican conservatives are saying they want to get some extract some spending cuts if we were to have a big budget deal over the next month or so. I don't know whether they're going to be successful. You may remember last year Trump triggered he listened to the House conservatives and that triggered him to veto a budget deal, and it caused the longest government shutdown in many decades. I don't know whether there's going to be that sort of that battle this time, or whether Trump will just sign into law whatever Congress sends him. We will see.
Chris Edwards directs tax policy studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.